There are stories stretching from Kuprianuk to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Yuganik, and Yuyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. History. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. Some years, the ribs of a shipwreck peek from the sand near the old Yuyak anchorage on the southern side of the mouth of Yuyak Bay. Those are the beams of the steamer Bertha, who met her demise in July of 1915. Historian Penelope Goforth of Sea Cat Explorations here describes the birth and the burning death of what was once a venerable craft in the Alaskan coastwise trade.
Well, I would say that the beginning of the story had to do with the financing of the Karluk Packing Company, and that was done by the Alaska Commercial Company, and that was in about 1886, 1887. They decided they needed to have a dedicated vessel for the company because the salmon packing business was just taking off like crazy. So they commissioned the boatyard, which was owned by Captain Matthew Turner. He was a very prolific boat builder in San Francisco. They commissioned him to build one of his special cargo vessels. And so he built the Bertha. She was absolutely a fabulous boat. Her nickname, I found out later, was actually the Greyhound. And that was because she was so long and lean and fast. And so the Bertha was the one who went out there, brought in the supplies, took in the lumber for the building, brought the people up, their food, all that good stuff, and then took back thousands and thousands of cases of canned salmon back to San Francisco.
The Bertha wasn't just a cannery boat, though. You see, the turn of the 20th century was a time of economic expansion in Alaska. It went from being a place of furs to a place of salmon to a place of gold, and the Bertha and the company that built her, AC, had their hands in all of it.
She ended up hauling miners and mining supplies to Alaska, and of course, Alaska Commercial Company. They were quick to take advantage of the new turn of events because their primary source of income had been furs. And now they were moving into the fishery. And then when they saw gold, they started aiming their vessels at the gold trade, mostly transportation.
But in July of 1915, the Bertha was transporting cannery supplies in Yuyak Bay when her keel got lodged in a sandbar in shallow water.
It wasn't just the bow or the stern. It was the whole boat. Her keel from stem to stern was on the spit. And they lost no time in trying to find help. And a couple of the tugs that would pull the barges and pull the vessels in and out of the cannery came over. And for almost 2 weeks, they tried to pull her off the beach. But because so much of her was stuck in the sand, in the sand spit, I think really all it probably did was weaken some of the timbers. One morning, it was reported that her bow was on fire. And what had happened was the timbers had split, water had entered into the hull, and apparently she was carrying a load of lime, which will ignite if it's exposed to water. And that's what happened. So the bow of the vessel just basically burned like crazy. She basically burnt down to the water line within the space of a day or so.
The vessel and the cargo were declared a total loss.
This was a danger that all vessels faced, was running aground and fire. And if the Bertha had both of them at her end.
Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.